You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, the place online to learn about small business marketing and sales automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. And if you'd like to become an automation service provider or find out more, please visit automationbridge.com/ASP. In this episode, we get to discuss a new way of tracking the performance of your marketing in Active Campaign with Sebastian Earth, who is the founder of Wild Audience and the creator of a plethora of Wild products, from Wild Audience to Wild Mail to now Wild Metrics, that is an API-based approach to providing you with all of the metrics that you need to make intelligent decisions as an Active Campaign user. And I can't stress enough how much fun it was recording this podcast, not just because the software is great, but the story and just the full circle nature of how I initially got connected with Sebastian and how we got reconnected. It's an amazing story of just value on both of our ends. We're both adding value in different capacities to the same audience, right? In different areas. And that audience ends up bringing us back in together. So it's always great when things like that happen. And it's always great to learn about new technology and tools that can help you in your marketing. All right. So before we jump into it, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you listen to this episode in its entirety and then subscribe. I'll have an invitation at the end to let you know when is the time to do that. If you can't wait, go ahead. You and anybody else who has been listening and not subscribed, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Even on YouTube, you can subscribe. So while you're at it, since we're here, leave a 5-star rating and review. It will be greatly appreciated. If you are struggling in any capacity, trying to figure out where to leave a review in your podcast app, we have you covered. Go to automationbridge.com/review and we'll do all of the heavy lifting for you. All right. So with that out the way, let's jump right into today's episode. Bastian, welcome to the podcast, man. Glad to have you on. Glad to reconnect and have you on. How you doing, man?
Thanks, Chris. Good, man. Looking forward to this.
Yes, yes. You know, our first time connecting was when I was running the Active Campaign podcast. And I'm
That's
glad
right.
we got reconnected through, you know, one of my students that's using your platform, which I can't wait to dive into. And I have to say this, you were one of the most enjoyable guests on the Active Campaign podcast when I recorded it because of your understanding of marketing and your unique approach to it. Right. Your relationship approach, which we'll get into that as well.
Right.
So to see, man, the evolution of where you're at today, I think that it's exemplary of anybody in the space that is dedicated to continual growth and adding extreme value, especially when the market exposes a hole or a hole is exposed in the market for us. So anyway, that's a little bit of foreshadowing of what we'll cover. Give my audience a understanding of you, your background and your business.
Yeah, sounds good. I remember the chat we had at the Active Campaign podcast. Yeah. It was a good one. Yeah. Talking about relationship funnels, yes. Respect-based marketing. Yeah. Yeah. Man, like it's still the same, you know, I still work at Wild Audience, still running the show here. We still do relationship funnels and we really like focus on doing marketing that is respectful, hence the term respect-based marketing. And the only difference is that like when we did the podcast with Active Campaign, which was probably like a year or so ago.
It's probably longer than that, man. Like 2.5 times been flying, man.
Two and a half. Oh, wow. Oh, man. So when we did that, so at that time we were helping startups, companies, online businesses build relationship funnels. Mm-hmm. So we had courses and consulting services and whatnot. And while working with all these different types of businesses, we really tapped into a huge problem, and that was analytics, like really figuring out, okay, where to put the budget. Is Facebook better or Instagram better or outreach or what is it, right? And so we tried to solve that with all kinds of different Google Sheets and Excels and formulas and whatnot. Yeah. And in the end, we decided to solve it ourselves. And so now we are a SaaS company. We are in the process of building a software product called Wildmetrics, which is API-based marketing analytics. And that basically helps you understand where your leads and your customers come from and what makes them convert, right? And the magic sauce, so to say, is API-based marketing analytics. And what this means is what we can talk about.
Yeah, today. Yeah, that's so good. And where respect-based marketing was a term that was new to me. When I had initially met you, and I fell in love with the idea immediately. Then you started talking about relationship funnels. Has this always been an approach that you've taken just in business, or did it start before marketing? Like, what was the inception of that approach?
That's such a good question. You know, like, I'm one of these people, like, for me, being authentic is something I really, really value and admire in people, and it's very important to myself. And I've always been one of these people who really follows one's own journey really appreciates and respects the journey of learning and learning more about yourself. So I spent many years being by myself, leaving home, traveling, exposing myself to different types of situation and getting closer and closer to who I am and meeting myself. So this authentic approach the seeing life through your own eyes is always something that I really admire, right? Yeah. So obviously now when I've always been interested in marketing and startups. And so when it came to like doing funnels and automations, I mean, there was no other choice for myself to doing it in a way that it actually makes sense to me. And that was always like building relationships and being yourself. Mm-hmm. I think being yourself is such a powerful thing to be or to do. But it's also difficult, especially for many people. Or if we talk now about marketing, right? You see these, I don't know, certain campaigns out there, and then you're like, oh, I got to do the same, right?
Yes.
And you basically follow, copy something, and you don't really ask yourself, like, is this me, right? Or does this speak to my audience, actually, right?
Yeah.
And if we think about what marketing is, right? What is marketing? It's a relationship between humans, right? If you have a company, if you have a software product, a service, a digital product, whatever you sell, right? In the end, it's a thing between two people, right? It's business, it's relationship between people. That's what business is. And so if we design a journey, if we do marketing that actually establishes relationships easier, that's something I sign up for.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's so easy, Bastian. It is so easy to get influenced by the crowd and the leaders. And in doing that, it gets even easier to lose yourself, right? And by default, feel inauthentic. And this is where the imposter syndrome comes in. And people feel it. They feel when they're not being authentic. So to build a business around it, it's one of the reasons why we have the tagline, automate your business the right way. So, you know, the right way is all about, hey, look, let's break away from what everybody else is saying do, and let's do it. It may take longer, right? It may be a little harder, you know, may take a few more hours, but we do it the right way in the beginning. We don't have to revisit it. It stays and works for you in an ongoing fashion. So when we talk about what your offer is now, or you know, the product that you're creating in the industry that you're serving, the foundation really is in the understanding the importance of analytics. So I wanted to give you the floor here and just talk about the role, the importance and the role that analytics plays in marketing automation, because there's so much, I would say there's so much lust around like building automations, and they need to be built. Yes. But the analytics is even more important than what you build. What would you say is the importance of analytics in the role that it plays in marketing automation?
Yeah. So I think what's super important is to not overcomplicate things, right? So if we think about analytics, what's the first tool that comes to our mind? It's probably Google Analytics, right? And mostly, so all the listeners right now, probably most of you guys have it installed, right? So you install the Pixel, it starts to track stuff. You can open up Google Analytics, you see some visitors and whatnot, right? But now let's ask ourselves, like, how often do we actually look into Google Analytics, or what type of questions or what type of responses do we get to our questions from Google Analytics, right? So most people I talk to, the clients, when I did the customer research before we built Wild Metrics, it's like, yeah, I do have Google Analytics, but I have no idea what to look for or where to look for it, right? Yeah. So I use it max once a month. Right. And then basically it's to check like how many visitors do I have on my website and where do they come from? And maybe from mobile or from desktop, right? Yep. But that's where it ends. Some people, they go a step further, right? And they start to use an Excel sheet or a Google sheet, and they start to pull data from different places. Yep. Right. So if you have an ActiveCampaign account, maybe you have a Stripe or a PayPal account. Maybe you have some website visitors from Google Analytics, right? Maybe use some Facebook ads. So maybe some people, they literally go to all these different tools, grab the data, and then put it into Google Sheets or Excel. I know you do that,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I do that myself, right? So that's what some people do. And that's, I would say, is what gets us the closest right now, right? And I'm talking about small to medium-sized businesses. I'm not talking about huge enterprises who have data teams, right? They have infrastructure developers, they have data scientists, data analysts, right? They have data warehouses and all these type of different things. They have huge budgets. That's a different story. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about the smaller medium-sized businesses here, right? We don't have a data team, right? We are the founder, right? And maybe there's someone else or two people who work in the marketing team, and that's all we have, right? So we cannot afford these huge marketing data teams and whatnot, right? So what do we do, right? As I said, the best option is Google Sheets, but the problem there is that first of all, it's so manual. It's so manual. Like, we spend every Monday 90 minutes just going to different tools and trying to figure out, like, grabbing the data, copy paste, right? It's so annoying. We did it over years for multiple clients. You know how much time that is and how annoying that is. So that's one aspect to it. But then the other importance is, and that brings me back to how I started this, is like keeping it simple, right? So for example, our Google Sheet used to be huge. I don't know, like 100 rows, and we had all these different data points, and it's just a pain in the ass to maintain, to pull the data, and then it was not accurate. You know, that's usually the experience. So when I talk about data or analytics, what I'm trying to describe here, that's usually the frustration, the feelings, the what people bring to the table when they do analytics. So what do many people do, especially if you are less technical, right? I look into my bank account. How much money is there? how much money is coming in? How much money is going out? And I'm good to go. And that's pretty good. I would say that's pretty good, right? So to answer your question, so I was trying to pull in a few aspects of different people, different like how people perceive and experience data. And it's there. I wouldn't say there's a one... there's not a single answer to it. Everyone has their own little story when it comes to data. But I would say for me, my story is that in the end, I want to be able to have a overview. Like, I'm the CEO, I'm the founder. I want to have a good overview, right? What's going in, what's getting out, yep. right? And I also want to know what's working and what's not working, right? Should I do Facebook or should I do podcast interviews or content, right? Yeah. And then maybe on a third level, right? And that's not for everyone, but for the maybe the big spenders who have higher Facebook ads budgets and whatnot, they want to go into the funnel, right? Yep. Inside my funnel, yep. right? Where are the loops? Where are the holes? Where are people leaking, right? And there are different metrics you can look at in order to tweak and optimize your funnel, right? So these are the three levels. And so far, there hasn't been a tool that allows you to click connect, 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 right? Integrate all the tools you use as a marketer, right? From top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel. Mm-hmm. I'm talking here Facebook ads, Google ads. I'm talking here ActiveCampaign, or HubSpot. Yeah. I'm talking here Stripe, PayPal. I'm talking here Webinar Jam, EverWebinar, right? Calendly, Typeform, right? So all the tools we use as a marketer to build funnels and convert leads into customers. I want to click connect, 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 get all the data from these tools, and then just see data. I don't want to do any SQL. I don't want to do any like formulas. I don't want to like set things up or clean data. I just want it to work out of the box, right? Absolutely. And that's what Wildmetrics is.
Yeah, you bring up the word performance when you were talking about the importance. And I think that is safe to say across all businesses, you need the data and the analytics to understand the performance of your company, right? Like at a base level, and I know that some companies don't even do this, some small enterprises, know what's coming in and know what's going out. And just know if you're red or black every month. Like at a bare minimum, at least be tracking that. But when things are working, you don't want to just say, hey, it's working. Let's turn a blind eye to it. Keep up whatever you're doing. The word repeatable comes to mind for me when I think of analytics is I don't want to know just what's working. I want to know how it's working. Right. And then lastly, I want to know why, you know, like I keep asking these questions as a marketer that only data can answer. Nobody else can answer, Bastion. Like I can't go and hire somebody and say, hey, this is happening. Why? The data is the only one that knows, and it is so instrumental to marketing automation because while a lot of people focus on automating process and removing themselves, they also lose sight sometimes that automation also automates the process of gathering data. Right. Like it's all coming in. But that brings us to the next topic I'd like to discuss. Bastion, we're using marketing automation platforms. OK, the data is being acquired in these platforms in an automated fashion. Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for those platforms to display what your tool does? And this is not a question for you, because that's really a question for them. In fact, let me take a step back, because let me not get ahead of myself. And I felt a little frustration kick in, so let me calm down. But talk about how you identified that need in the space as you were serving your clients and why you chose to solve it with Wildmetrics.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, I mean, to answer this, I would say we are our first customer, right? So we had this problem first and foremost ourselves. And I paid a team member to do analytics and dashboards every week, right? And in the end, we got some insights, but we knew the data was wrong, because when you do these Excel type of things or this Google Sheet type of analysis, the problem there is that you don't have cohorts, meaning the data points like leads and trials and customers, right? Or leads and webinars and customers, or leads and sales calls and customers, these three events, they're not connected with each other in the specific time period if you export data from ActiveCampaign and whatnot, mm-hmm. and then put it into a Google Sheet, right? So we knew that this is not connected and it's not 100% accurate. So we had that experience ourselves. And then on top of that, we were working with clients and there we experienced the same exact thing, mm-hmm. right? And so we tried a lot of different tools. So I have a list in our Notion, our wild manual, which basically, I think it's almost 74 different tools, which I literally signed up for and trialed. And some of them, even I had sales calls and demos, you know, from simple like website tracking to link based tracking to UTM based tracking to pixel based tracking to data warehouses and whatnot. So I tried a bunch of them. And in the end, I was like, man, like this is not what I'm needing. Mm-hmm. Right? This is not what's doing the job, because in the end, I still had to put manually the variables and all the ads and all the links, and everything was so much work.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about Wicked Reports and you have to do everything, oh, it's so much setup and it's so expensive, everything. Mm. So that was the third part, right? So the first part was we had that problem. Yeah. Then the clients had the same problem. Then I tried to solve it with different types of tools out there, failed to solve it. Mm. And then at some point we're like, all right, let's build it, right? And I had this idea to solve this problem maybe for a year. Mm. I talked to people and I was like, yeah, should I do it? I mean, building a new SaaS company is like a 10-year journey. Do I really want to do this now? Yeah. I already had a pretty good business, right? We were all making good money. Everything was awesome, right? Yep. And then in November 2019, we had our Q1 2020 retreat. So in Q4 of 2019. And that's where we made the decision to, you know what, let's renounce consulting. Let's stop it in the next quarter and let's turn this whole company into a SaaS company. Wow. Let's pivot. We invested all the money we made as a consulting business and put it into hiring developers. And basically, you know, if you turn off one product and then build a new product, it's not like, you know, there's this phase in between where there's no money coming in, right? You're building this new product, but you don't have any money coming in from that product.
Yeah.
So that's this phase. And so that was a very conscious decision. And it's like, okay, wow, we're going to now invest all that money we made into a new thing, into a new chapter. So that's kind of like was the whole thing. And, but now looking back to it, like almost a year, maybe, 8 months, it was definitely the right decision. And we have been loving and enjoying this process very much and deeply.
Yeah, you see a theme for those listening who have been listening to the podcast for a while. I've had various CEOs on here and founders, and the theme is starting, you know, scratching your own itch. Right. And sometimes there is a place where you can go to the market with an idea, validate it and grow and listen to the market and really, really have success. But a lot of times we identify the holes by just providing an excellent service. Right. So I tell people a lot of one of the founding or I should say guiding principles that I tell people when they're trying to figure out what should I do, who should I serve this. Find somebody, something, and just do it excellent, right? Because in doing it at a level nobody else is, things are going to start to be apparent beyond the general knowledge, right? The basic approach. When you elevate into excellence, you start to see like, wait a minute, there really is no tool. I am trying to provide excellent metrics for my clients so I can make excellent decisions. And when I look at the landscape, there's 70 plus tools that I've signed up for, I've logged into, I've tried to use because I need this, and it just doesn't satisfy it. So to see that journey, man, it's always good for me. It's reaffirming the power of excellence. And I'll say this, I think it has a one-to-one tie into the authenticity piece. I think that you understand in order to be authentic, in order to really serve you the best, I have to know what's working, right? I'm not going to fake I know something that I don't. I'm not going to tell you what somebody else said that I saw on a Facebook ad or some webinar I attended. No, this is real. And I think that let me ease up off of the software providers, right? because none of them really get this right. Absolutely none of them. I think HubSpot is the closest, but you have all of this data and for whatever reason, displaying it in a way that's visual for the end user to easily understand the performance of their marketing still seems to elude all of them, which is why you've got 70 plus solutions, you know, out there. So one of the things that I'm really excited about Wild Metrics is that you take to use your platform, Bastion, and I know this was intentional, I'm just saying it for our audience. You take the same approach someone would use using ActiveCampaign. Like I would go and look at a tag and see how many contacts have that tag. That same approach you can use in Wild Metrics to start to analyze the performance of your funnel from the top, middle, and bottom of the funnel. You could say, hey, top of the funnel, these are the tags or the tag that's at the top of the funnel. And Wild Metrics through the API, which, by the way, everybody, if you didn't get excited when Bastion said API, it is the future of integration of all sorts. We know the pixel is dying. What? I think Chrome and Safari are the first ones that are killing the pixel. So you're going to want, when you hear API, when somebody says API, you should get excited because that's a direct connection. The data is being passed in a much more stable and secure manner. So you have this API that's pulling the data from ActiveCampaign. So I can go in and say, hey, Wild Metrics, the top of my funnel is this tag for my lead magnet. And you'll just automatically populate how many contacts have that tag. Then I say, hey, middle of the funnel, it's a webinar and it's this tag. Oh, and actually I've got two webinars, so it's both of these tags. And you'll pull in those numbers.
Or you add an automation, right? You add an automation with multiple emails, you just add it in there, right? It tracks the whole journey.
Yeah, so what I like about it, in concert with what you said with some other platforms where it was like so difficult to get started and set up. I've worked with some of these enterprise analytics and they have to install an entire data layer. It is a process getting enterprise level type metrics going. So to have a tool that you don't really have to learn anything new. You have to familiarize yourself. Okay, log into Wild Metrics, click this button on the left, basic stuff. But I can do the same thing that I'm already doing. I can select a tag, right? I can do and, you know.
Exactly there. And like what I really disliked always was like the setup stuff, right? I mean, most tools require you to set up pixel, right? That in itself can be difficult or not, depending on if you know how to use certain plugins on WordPress or the Google Tag Manager. Yep. That can be okay, but that in itself is already, I feel, like a hurdle for many people. And then it only tracks data from the moment on when you have the pixel installed. So all the previous data is lost, right? So if you have a business for 3 years and then on year four, you decide, okay, now I have the time and the budget and the energy and the focus to start on analytics, the first 3 years are lost, right? With Wild Metrics, if you have an API, if you have API-based marketing analytics or API-based analytics in general, when you connect to the tools, you not only get real-time data, you get all the historical data from all the years, right? So you connect your ActiveCampaign account and it starts to collect all the real-time stuff, all the events that's happening in real time. But if you have an ActiveCampaign account since 5 years, all that data from these 5 years, boom, is inside of Wild Metrics. And it just requires one click, right? Yeah. The same with Stripe, PayPal, EverWebinar, whatnot, Facebook ads and whatnot, right? So that's something I really wanted. It's like, I don't want to like have a JavaScript pixel to install. I don't want to like revamp my whole Facebook ads account by putting variables everywhere. I don't want to open up each email in my automations and put some UTM things or unique variables. I don't want to have this setup stuff, right? I just want it to work out of the box, right? And that's so important.
Yep. And really up until this point, we've really talked about contact performance, right? Like how contacts flow through. But the other side is you integrate with Stripe and do some automated reconciliation, I'll call it, you know, where you can see based on that contact, or not even the contact, I just realized, Bastion, even the tag, you can start to see the monetary value of a tag and or a contact, right? Because you integrate right. directly with Stripe and pull all of that information in.
As well as automations and emails, right? And then so not only on a single data point type of level, you can also combine data points, yeah. right? So you can say, I want to see revenue per, let's say, tag or contact, mm-hmm. But I can combine them. I want to see the first touch point, let's say, is a tag. The second one is an automation, right? In that automation, you have multiple email data points, yeah. right? And then you have a purchase. And then you connect all of them, you have a journey, right? And then you see, like in a funnel, top, middle, and bottom, what the conversion rates are and where people convert. Is it the email that converts? Is it the webinar? Is it the trial? What is responsible for the conversion, right? And I think that's really powerful. If you can allow people to use the data they already have yeah. right, in their business and then just see what's actually working, what's not.
I love it, man. And if we bring it back, if we go full circle here and then end where we began with speaking about relationship funnels, I hope it's apparent to our listeners now how you can just create that deeper relationship, you know, through automated marketing with your audience. When you have a level of ease in visually understanding or I should say, being able to easily see how contacts are flowing through your funnel and how it's performing, right? Now we're eliminating a lot of questions. Hey, what kind of email should I send? What should I say next? Like the data is being delivered to you in a way that's so easy that you can just look and say, oh wow, our middle of the funnel is performing really well. Let's just get more people to get to the middle of the funnel because our conversion rate to the bottom is great, right? Like right. It starts to remove some complexity, and not just complexity in marketing itself, but complexity in marketing to people where they're at, you know, and right. what they want to do or need to do next.
Right. Right. And who they are. Like for me, what I love a lot mm-hmm. is like, so first of all, like you, I run a company, yeah. right? So I'm the founder of a company. It's something I put a lot of sweat and heart and passion and energy into it. Yeah. I care about my company, yeah. right? And I care about my team. I care about the products we invest in and build. I care about our customers, right? And the people who engage with us, our audience, and the people on our email list, and the people who watch our YouTube videos, the people who listen to our podcasts. I care about this, yeah. right? And I want to see them. I want to connect with these people, right? Yeah. But like, for me, I was always like, okay, we're having like, let's say an email list of 10K. We have a couple of hundred people, customers. We have a bunch of automations, but I couldn't touch it and feel it, you know? So what I did is I set up Slack, right? I set up Slack with Zapier and connected all the tools, the tool with Zapier and then Slack. So if someone clicks an email, I get a notification Slack. If someone opens an email, this happens. If someone visits the sales page, I see life happening in the business, right? So now we have a channel, which is inside of Slack, which shows all the live plot, the life of the business happening, right?
Yeah.
And that's the same what we want to do now in Wild Metrics. Like I want to be able to, we don't have that feature yet. We're building it. It's like when you open up the dashboard of Wild Metrics in the morning, you have your coffee, you see your business, it's alive. And you see the data stream, you see all the things that are coming in, you know, like in a console, like when you have like this TV type of console thing and these hackers and whatnot, and like all the data stream.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Imagine this like being the blood of your business, right? Calls being scheduled, demos, trials, opens, clicks, website visitors, customers, leads, different things, right? Subscribers, and it's all coming together and you see your business. And that's also what data is for me. It's not only to make decisions, and have a bigger overview mm-hmm. or a smaller overview about specific parts of the business. I also want to see the people. I want to see things that happen yeah. in my business. And that's also what we want to do with Wild Metrics. Like bring your business out, like show the life of your business, you know, through the data that a business has, because there is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited to announce that by the time our listeners get this podcast in their hands, I think the next version, is it the beta? Is it the beta that'll be available? I can't remember.
It's going to be the second version of our alpha version, right? So it's going to be 0.2.0. It's the alpha version, but with a slick design, like with the core functionality. And now we're basically working in cycles and sprints, and each cycle has three sprints, and each sprint, so every 2 weeks, there's new things happening, new features, and so on. So yeah, lots of cool things in the pipe, and I'm so excited to build all of this. And the feedback has been amazing, Chris. It's, I mean, I've showed it to you, and I've showed it to a bunch of people, and we're having now a bunch of founding customers, and it's just such a fun project to work on if you get that that excitement from people. Let's see how it leads us this year.
I'll say this. This is not a solicited statement. Bastion is not paying me for any of this, but gave me a thorough. I've walked through it a couple times now, thorough walkthrough. And I had been to a point with analytics, finding a tool for analytics, where I just really gave up and was just like, you know what? Spreadsheets are the best way. You know, I'm familiar with it. I'll do some Google searching if I need to create a specific formula to populate a chart that I need. I just needed to see the data that bad. So for years, man, I can't recall the last time I've actively searched for like a dashboarding tool or anything like that. So when you demoed WOW Metrics, I was nervously and apprehensively excited, right? Because it's just like, wait a minute, this looks like everything that I was trying to do, you know, before, but it can't be, because it's like I didn't want to get myself too excited. And now, man, to have gone through it a little more thorough with you and have a second sight at this, see the next alpha and see the beta coming up, I'm like, wait a minute, this is real. Like, this is the real deal.
Right.
So I am telling you, everybody who is listening that is a digital marketing professional, a data analyst, anybody responsible for marketing, the performance of marketing and improving marketing, you owe it to yourself to check it. And especially if you're an active campaign user, you owe it to yourself to check out this platform, because it truly is going to make your life easier when it comes to data collection. And we need as many people like myself who are going to use it the right way so that we can have a voice to really help guide and create the best analytics platform for marketers right now. So unsolicited, but I am passionate about this, because this has been a huge hole, man, huge hole. And I love how the ease of approach in the UI of your platform, and the fact that it goes a direct API, man, I just, you guys are doing it all the right way. So if people want to find out more about WOW Metrics, WOW Audience, WOW Man, WOW anything, where should they go, Bastion? And if you have like a wait list or anything, feel free to share that as well.
Amazing, Chris. People should go to, I think, two places, pretty much. First of all, I think if you go to wildaudience.com, which is our website, and then in the menu on the top, it says products, and there you will find WOW Metrics. Right? There's a video which you can watch. You can sign up for to try it. You can schedule a call, right? And so that would be WOW Metrics. The second thing I would say would be for people to check out our podcast. So that would be the WOW Audience FM podcast. Yes. And it's literally where we talk about these type of things, right? But actually, we not only talk about marketing and business. I want to now make it a focus for myself to talk about things that I'm passionate about, right? So for example, things like psychedelics or tantra, right? Mm-hmm. Or some sort of spirituality, but always in a context of how this could help someone who is an entrepreneur or a creator, or a founder, right? Because there's so much to business. And so I want to shine some light to different parts of of what it means to be an entrepreneur and a creator and a founder, right? So these are the two places, Wild Audience FM on Spotify or everywhere, or just wildaudience.com and then searching for Wild Metrics under the products.
Great, great. Yeah. Well, I can't agree more, man. Just like when someone goes to a regular job, they bring their whole self. You know, everything outside of the job comes in. They say, check your ego. This, we're human beings, man. And we are not simplified to just do this, just do that. If you're an entrepreneur, best believe there are other aspects and areas of your life that are playing in. How you do anything is how you do everything. So, yeah, man, I think that's great, man, that you're giving a more comprehensive view of entrepreneurship. And again, tying it all in, life is the greatest teacher, man. I learned so much. I could watch my kids jumping on a trampoline and get a marketing lesson from it. Just like, yeah, maybe before you try a flip, you should just jump first. That's an MVP. Like, right. So life is always instructing. It's just waiting for the student to be ready to learn. So, Bastian, man, thank you for coming on the podcast, man. This was beyond great to reconnect. Really, really, really happy for you, man, and what you're doing with Wild Metrics and all the success that you've had and will have, man, is greatly deserved, man. And I'm excited to be a part of it, man, and I'm looking forward to the ride going forward.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate the support and your input and the feedback and all the calls we had. I learned a lot from you. So thanks so much for the conversation and the chat.
Yes, yes, absolutely. No problem, man. And I'll see you online.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast. Did you not enjoy not just learning about this software? I knew you would. I knew you would. And I hope you got googly eyed and a little precipitation of the mouth when we talked about some of the funnel visualization options that are available in Wild Metrics. And hopefully by the time that this podcast has launched, it either is available or is approaching availability. I can't stress enough. These founders are great, are they not? Every founder that we talk to, the story and their motor and their driver, it sells you just as much as the software itself. So let me know. I don't know. Is it helpful for you all to know about the founders behind this software as well as the software? But if you have been struggling with spreadsheets, I don't think you can afford to ignore this. So when I ask who needs to hear this, who is that marketer that is savvy with spreadsheets? Because I tell you, I'm savvy with spreadsheets and I still don't want to do them. So there's a good chance they're doing it by necessity, not by choice. And you may be able to free them up of such modes of operation and get more visualization easier into what's going on inside of their marketing if they're using ActiveCampaign. Okay, so if you found this episode valuable, now is the time that I invite my new listeners. This is your first episode, right? You have completed the first step. Second step, subscribe. Those of you who are listeners and not subscribed, time for you to subscribe as well. You can do so again, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. Your 5-star rating and reviews are appreciated in advance. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals of all capacities to become automation service providers for their industry, because small businesses and enterprises, they need it. They need it. They're being teased right now with a lot of talk, and there's a lot of fluff from digital marketers saying things that they don't know how to do fully, which is building automated systems for marketing and sales. All right. So that is what small businesses need. And that's what we're preparing. That's what we're creating. That's who we're training. We have an entire program that is structured to walk you step by step and equip you with everything you need to provide the service of automation in the marketplace with excellence. So if that's you, and you want to say, you know what, I'm getting serious about my business, about my career in automation, I need you to go to automationbridge.com/ASP and take the next steps to talk to someone on my team or myself to assess if you'd be a good fit for any of our current program offerings most specifically our automation service provider program. We're also accepting guests like today's on the podcast. Okay, so if you know a savvy SaaS founder like Sebastian with some great software that you've been using and you just absolutely love it, right? Marketing or sales software, we'd love to discuss their software and their journey, right? And if you're a marketing automation consultant and you're experiencing success with your clients that you like to share with the collective audience, how are you measuring? How have you been doing dashboards? How has that benefited you? Right? You have a story to tell. We have an audience of consultants that are looking for as much insight as possible on what to expect and what success looks like. So if you're that SaaS founder or that marketing automation consultant that would like to come onto the podcast, go to automationbridge.com/guest. Okay. The time to take action is now, everybody. There are small businesses. Here's the problem. Small businesses are taking action faster than these marketing professionals are taking action to equip themselves to match their needs from the action that the small businesses are taking. It's just what it is. And the level of the quality level of the service of automation that's being provided right now, we collectively should be ashamed of ourselves. But not to harp on that, I'm saying that to say there's a better way. The need is great. There is a better way. I'm seeing it with my own eyes, and I've been serving it with my own hands for years. And I'm just inviting you to be part of the solution. Okay. You are the one who can provide an excellent level of service. I'm here to help. Go to automationbridge.com/ASP and take the next steps. All of the show notes and podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there and listen to all the other episodes at your leisure. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.